Louis nodded. He arranged his things neatly around his neck, entered the water quietly, took up a position a few yards in front of the boat, and waited. He wondered what would make the boat go. He couldn't see any outboard motor, and there were no oars. In the forward part of the boat were benches for the passengers. In the stern was a structure that was shaped like a swan. It was hollow. Inside of it was a seat, like a bicycle seat, and there were two pedals inside, like the pedals of a bicycle. When the passengers were all aboard, a young man appeared. He climbed onto the stern of the boat and sat down on the seat inside the hollow, swan-shaped structure and began to push the pedals with his feet, as though he were riding a bike. A paddle wheel began to turn. The boatman cast the lines off, and as the young man pedaled, the swan boat slowly moved out into the lake. Louis led the way, swimming with his left foot, holding his trumpet with his right foot. The wild sound rang loud and clear and stirred everyone's blood. Then, realizing that he should play something appropriate, Louis played a song he had heard the boys sing at camp. The swan boat passengers were beside themselves with joy and excitement. A real, live swan playing a trumpet. Life was a dream, all right. What a lark! What fun! What pleasure! This is real groovy, cried a boy in the front seat. That bird is as good as Louis Armstrong, the famous trumpet player. I'm going to call him Louis. When Louis heard this, he swam alongside the boat, took his chalk pencil in his mouth, and wrote, "That's actually my name." "Hey, how about that?" yelled the boy. "This swan can write, too. Louis can write. Let's give him a cheer." The passengers cheered loudly. Louis swam ahead again, leading the way. Slowly and gracefully, the boat circled the island, while Louis played "Gentle on My Mind" on his trumpet. It was a lovely September morning, hazy and warm. Trees were beginning to show their autumn colors. Louis played "Old Man River."